On this episode of Brookdale Beat, Tom Brennan talks with Associate Professor of Communications Matt Montemurano about the new eSports degree program approved at the January Board of Trustees meeting.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
All right, Matt, thank you very much for coming back for another edition of Brookdale Beat.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's always good to see you. It's
always good to see you, too. Love coming over here to the radio station.
We want to talk today about esports.
Yes.
And I had Chris Bomer in a while ago to talk about esports. You could check out the interview if you'd like to over at our website. So just to remind people of what esports is broadly, because we're talking about the degree that just recently got approved by the Board of Trustees, but for people who don't know what esports is, in like 30 seconds, what can you tell people about esports?
Yeah, so esports is competitive video game playing. It's a professional league of, you know, players who it can be different from game to game, but, you know, it's leagues where, you know, and it's a huge multimedia industry where you have teams competing in various, you know, popular games. And yeah, it's, you know, a legitimized, you know, sort of the highest levels of what, you know, really great competitive video game players can do.
I think a lot of times people will think that, you know, esports is, it's kind of a made up thing and it's just for kids in their basements to play video games in, and it really is not. It's very much a professional type of thing. There are amateurs, I'm sure, that do it, a lot of amateurs, but also like you can get up to a professional level.
Yeah, there is quite the professional level, you know, multi-million dollar industry, you know, the arenas and the leagues. I mean, it's, yeah, I shouldn't say multi-billion dollar industry at this point. So yeah, it's at the highest levels of, you know, what sort of comparative to other sports leagues at this point.
Yeah, so let's talk about how that and we're going to you talked about a couple of things right there, which we're going to cover. But here at Brookdale, let's talk a little bit about how this program got developed. You know, I'm sure it started with the esports arena down in the Student Life Center, but how did it grow from there to being a degree program?
Yeah, so it really did all start with the tremendous work that Chris Bomer did to build and develop the esports arena at Brookdale. You know, and I'm sure as he talked about, I mean, you know, all the work that he did and the money that was put into it, the arena is incredibly impressive. You know, what he did is outstanding, and it's been wildly popular. You know, not just from the standpoint of it's a place where students can go and play video games, because, you know, students love video games, but
I do too, by the way, just for the record.
I do too. And, you know, the success that the teams have had, you know, the Brookdale teams, I mean, they've won national championships at this point already. So there's a lot of success from that standpoint. But also, Chris, in his wisdom in building out the arena, he also made a production suite out of it. So in the part of the arena, there is broadcasting equipment, you know, so that they can stream the matches, so that they can broadcast. They have a shoutcast studio. So in creating that production element of the esports arena so they could actually broadcast the matches, Chris was in need of crew to actually run the productions. And initially, you know, you had student volunteers, you know, just students that were obviously hanging out in the arena, and, you know, some of them were our students. A lot of them were our students that were just had, you know, production background.
The communications students.
Yep, and communication students. You know, our TV studio that we have, you know, Chris was, you know, made the decision. He purchased Blackmagic equipment, which is also what we use in our television studio. So pretty much this, you know, there is some equipment that's different, but foundationally, it's pretty much the same equipment that our students use in our Television 121 class. So we noticed, and Chris noticed, just how popular this was, and that he had this, you know, sort of volunteer you know, system going, but we decided that, you know, we should really formalize it into a class. So last year, Chad Anderson ran a special project, fall and spring semesters, where students would sign up for a special project and they were basically given credit to run these productions. And it worked out really well. We had a ton of interest, and it was really evident to us that this is, you know, there's something here, and it's something that, you know, potentially we should develop a course out of and a degree out of.
Okay. So how does this degree, I'm sure there are a lot of nuances to it, but how does this degree differ than a traditional communication TV production?
So in deciding that we were going to make a degree, we had, you know, things that were a priority to us was that, one, you know, we looked at what other colleges were doing, and there are other esports programs in the state. Camden has one, Stockton has one, but we realized that what they were offering was much more business focused, which really would be more about the management side, the business side of the industry, which us being communication and multimedia production, you know, not that those things aren't important, but not what we specialize in. We were really interested in making a degree that focused on the production. And in looking at that, you know, we wanted to do two things. One, we wanted to make sure that our degree, or this new degree in esports production, was different than from what we already offered in communication media. We have a video production AAS degree. We have an audio production AAS degree. So in developing this esports AAS degree, how could this be different than from what we're already doing? But then also, how is this degree realistically going to offer value to students? Like, we didn't want to just make something that was just capitalizing on a trend. You know, I know a lot of students love video games, and they find out, oh, I can major in esports, I'll do that. Right. But what is the actual value to it? So we really wanted to make sure that even if they take this degree, that they're being, they're learning a lot of skills that are translatable to all facets of media production in different media industries. So it's not exclusive to the world of esports, that they can, you know, get this degree and still be ready to, you know, work in the multimedia field. But, you know, also there are unique things that, you know, this degree offers that are just different from what we've already been teaching in traditional broadcast.
And I think what we were talking about earlier, and I want to talk about this now, is the four classes that are the, I don't know what you would call it, but the central part of this esports program. So we have an esports 101, which is what is that, just an intro type of class?
That's an introduction to esports, and what that class really is, it's a foundational course, and it does a couple of things. One is that it gives context to the industry, so it is a history of sort of esports, where it came from and sort of where the industry is now. So it gives context, which, you know, again, kind of any introductory course does, you know, like even like film appreciation, you know, just kind of understanding context to, you know, where the industry is, where it came from. But also it sort of lays out, you know, what various jobs are available in the industry. So it's a great way for students to get context for the industry, but then also understanding what role maybe they might want to have within the industry. So it kind of sets them up to, you know, get a nice big picture potentially of, you know, where they want to direct their focus.
Yeah, and then one of those focuses could be tournament management, right? And that's the second class. That's the 102 class, is that right?
Yeah, so the Esports 102 class is something I'm really excited about, because that course really is going to leverage the fact that we have this incredible arena. And in developing that class, I worked a lot with Chris in developing the curriculum for it. And really what the course is if you took Chris Bomer's job, which, you know, he does on a day-to-day basis, and made a course out of it, because running an esports arena, there is a lot that you need to, you know, there's a lot that you need to do between the logistics of running the tournament and what that actually means. You know, Chris has held, you know, huge events here at the college already, and that's a lot of management and logistics and budgeting. So there's a whole business sort of aspect to his job, but then there's also the tech aspect of the arena itself, you know, all of the computers that are a part of it, all of the broadcast technology. So, you know, there's that facet of it as well. But then also sponsorships and just dealing with, you know, these crowd. I mean, there's just so much that goes into his job and managing, that we thought it would be great to have this course where students can, you know, appreciate what it takes to run an esports arena. And then there's just so many transferable skills from, you know, learning about what that role entails and all the day-to-day operations.
It sounds to me like that particular class sounds like everything you do except for sit down and play the game.
Yep,
And there's a lot to that. There's certainly a lot to that too. There's also a 221 class, right?
Yep.
Is that that's a production class?
The 221 class really is what the special project I talked about earlier is officially becoming. So in this course, this will be where students are responsible for actually running the productions of the team's matches throughout the fall and the spring semester.
Okay.
That's a class that Chad Anderson's going to teach. And, you know, I forget the term, but the way the class will be is that, you know, the first 3 weeks or 4 weeks of the semester, there aren't any competitive matches actually happening yet. The season doesn't start. So during that time, it's sort of prep for the the season and making sure that students know the equipment. You know, you have to take Television 121, and there's a few other prerequisites too that you need to take for that class. But so the beginning of the course is really sort of lecture and classroom prep. But then once the season starts, students will be assigned a night of the week where they'll be in a crew of 2 to 3 to 4 people from the class, and they will be just running the events or from the broadcast standpoint.
Okay.
You know, Chris is the production suite. You know, there's a technical director. There's somebody who's operating graphics or somebody who's doing audio. So there's also the shoutcast. So there's a lot of different crew positions. And, you know, any given night, you know, you could run the productions with just one person, but it's a simpler, you know, sort of scaled down version of the production. Or if you have a full crew, you can do some really cool and impressive things. So the way the class will work then, as I mentioned, is that students will, you know, be assigned a night of the week, and they will go and they'll run the productions, and they'll have supervision from Chad or Chris. And yeah, they'll just be running the productions as if it was their, you know, their job.
It's, that sounds, that all this sounds great. And for being the guy who does a lot of the production stuff in the back end, that one to me appeals to me the most.
Yeah.
Cause it's what people are going to see and what they're going to, what they're going to see on the streams for sure.
And there's a lot of autonomy in it that, you know, the students are doing this themselves, and they've been doing that. You know, as I mentioned before, it was volunteer and then it was this special project. But, you know, now that, you know, they're going to be in charge of it, you know, they take ownership of it. And if you watch them do the productions, it's really impressive. It's really cool to see. They take it very seriously. They're sweating every second of it. They are, you know, they own it, and it's a source of pride because they do incredible work. And, you know, I think that giving students that responsibility is ultimately the best way to learn, because then they own it, and they, you know, they want to do a good job.
I think what's amazing is, especially with our students at Brookdale, and maybe I'm thinking about this objectively, I don't know, but I feel like they've got a lot more heart to it, and they want to make sure it gets done the right way.
Absolutely.
Where I don't know if that would be the case in other places.
There's a lot of pride, you know, in doing good work and being part of the esports arena. One of the things Chris has told me too is that, you know, he's seen some other esports arenas within the state, other colleges, and, you know, I don't remember who he said, and I wouldn't mention by name anyway, but that they're, you know,
come on,
they're,
spill the tea, man.
They're not taking advantage of these facilities, and that they're empty, that they don't have a lot of student interest, and they're kind of sitting, you know, going unused. And that is not the case with Brookdale. It is wildly popular.
It may look good on the brochures.
Yeah.
Where I think ours, I mean, every time I'm down in the Student Life Center, and I'm not saying I'm down there every day, but when I walk down there, oftentimes I will see 5-6 students just kind of hanging out. So it's being used, like you said.
Yeah.
It's not a ghost town.
Nope.
That esports arena.
Yeah.
And then lastly, that one thing before we hop off into something else, that fourth class is working with an Unreal Engine.
Yes. So this is really exciting. This is, you know, probably the class that I'm most excited about, just because for people that don't know, Unreal, this is a video game engine, traditionally. It's, you know, it's for people that play video games know about the Unreal Engine. It's how you design video game worlds. But the program and the software is so versatile that in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, it's gained popularity in film production and also in broadcast. So, for example, in film production, you know, when you watch a show like The Mandalorian, the environments that are created for these characters to exist in, it's all Unreal Engine. So these are virtual sort of gaming worlds that just have so much photorealism to them that people don't realize that what they're looking at is a real-time video game engine. So they're being used in productions to generate these worlds. But also the Unreal Engine is starting to be used for broadcast. So doing motion graphics, score templates, you know, animations. So the program is just so robust that it's gained popularity because of, you know, how easy it is to use and the way that it can be implemented into these broadcasts. So what we're going to do is develop a class where students are going to learn how to use Unreal for broadcast. And it's something that, you know, the feedback that we've gotten, it's NFL, MLB, you know, all these major sports leagues are all, NBC Sports, they're all starting to use this as part of their broadcast. So again, kind of speaking to what I was saying before, you know, and having students learn about Unreal, it's a transferable skill. It's not something that's just unique to esports, and it's something that is gaining so much popularity within the industry. You know, I've been told that Unreal is developing a separate now program that's just going to be Unreal for broadcast, because It's gotten so popular, and they're trying to make the tools more user-friendly and exclusive because, again, you know, from Unreal, there's so much you can do with it. People have kind of worked backwards with how it exists already to make it work for broadcast and production, but now they're developing specific software just for that. And again, our students, you know, they'll be on the cutting edge of technology because this is something that's become it's becoming very standard in the industry.
When are these courses... Now that we've done the pitch, we've sold people on this, when is this going to start?
The goal is to, you know, start advertising it as soon as we can, and then have esports, at least esports 101, run for next fall.
Okay, great.
To start the degree, and then hopefully 101 can run in the fall, and then the goal then would maybe to be have a 101 section run a year from now, next spring, but then also run the 102. And so as students who enter the program, you know, it kind of fits in with the timeline they need to be on in order to complete their work in 2 years.
That's like 6 months from now.
Yeah.
It's coming up quick.
Yep. It's exciting.
It sounds unreal.
Yeah. Ba-rum-bum-bum. Actually, there's one other thing I wanted to mention about the program. I don't know if you can squeeze it in there.
We're squeezing it in now. We're being squozed as
one
we speak.
One of the other things that's exciting about this degree as well is that simultaneously as the esports degree was approved, so was a sports management degree, which Michelle Zuppe put forth and under hospitality. And what's exciting about that is in developing these two degrees simultaneously, there's going to be a little bit of crossover. So as part of our degree, we're implementing a couple of her or the program's sports management classes. So again, kind of, we wanted to make a degree that was really production focused, but there is, aside from the tournament management class, there's going to be opportunities for students to learn a little bit more about event planning and again, more about logistics. Again, just more transferable or just career skills. So we're really excited about that. And you know, their degree is also going to incorporate the esports 101 class and the tournament management course. So as a way, if students who are in sports management, they see, esports, you know, what can I learn about that? Because again, people think of esports as just, you know, people playing video games, but it is a sport. And there's a lot. It's a growing industry, and you know, we want their students to get exposure to it as well.
And I really appreciate the fact that this has been put together, and especially that you're incorporating with other academic programs. It's not a gimmick. We're here to give this to students so they can get out and they can get a job when they leave here, because that's what you do at a community college. Yep. And I think it's a wonderful idea. And so I'm thankful you were able to put it together along with Chris and Chad and everybody else.
Awesome.
So, are you done squeezing things in?
I'm very excited. I wanted to put that plug in there too. It's a big part of it as well.
It certainly sounds like you're gonna have a more well-rounded student by doing that, and I think that's important these days to make people employable when they leave here. So I think that's certainly well worth saying for sure. So now can I say goodbye to you?
All right,
Matt. Thank you very much for coming on by.
Thank you for having
me. We appreciate it.
Awesome.
I'm Audrey, a multimedia production student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College. Here, we'll get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes at 90.5thenight.org/brookdalebeat.